Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Wednesday night, our nursing home show. We have a unique title tonight. The doctors and, you know, the nurses don't care if you are in a nursing home. And that's kind of true when you have people who, you know, are trying just to do their job, but yet it is overwhelming for them when they see a lot of this neglect that they see, and a lot of them cover it. They don't want to lose their jobs. Well, it's hard to say, you know, what fuels that, but I would say it's needing a job. One thing. Another thing is people just don't like certain disabled people, and then they, you know, they actually give you a harder time to help you get rid of the neglect that's there. So it's just one thing after another after another. And both my mom and myself and my dad all experienced nursing home, of some form of nursing home neglect. I was in the rehabilitation unit for one of the, you know, nursing homes longer than I needed to be. It was, you know, I'm not going to call the name of the nursing home, but it was kind of difficult to, you know, get out of it without my husband saying he's going to take care of me, even if it goes 24 hours, yada, yada, yada. To make a long story short, that didn't happen the same way with my mom and my dad, because I, quote, I'm going to put this in quotation, I couldn't take care of them. So if I had my sister still alive, then maybe we would have had an easier situation to actually, you know, help her out, you know, help me out, take care of my mom and my dad. It's been very, very difficult. So I'm going to actually add a little bit to our title, and I'm going to say some doctors and some nurses, you know, care, and some doctors and some nurses don't care. It really depends on the load that they get and just a lot of things that, you know, come to play when you're actually in a nursing home. And there's too little staff. That's one thing. Also, not only too little staff, there's been a lot of times where, you know, you really want to take the person home and you can't do it. You have to get another, probably another apartment to help you with that. We helped one person, well, I know I helped one person get out of the nursing home, and her daughter stayed with her, and then she became the two-person assist. What that means is that if you need to take care of this one person, you need two people, one being the nurse's aide that comes and the other being the daughter, which that's how they were able to get her out. And it was very easy to do that because I kept coaching her, saying we had to get them out. Well, we have some callers. I'm going to let in Lorraine, and then I'm going to see what the other caller wants. Hold on, caller. Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
All right, and you? I'm just going in my other room where it's quiet at.
Okay. That's awesome. How's your aunt doing?
I haven't heard anything about her. My mother hasn't heard anything from her at all. So
wow.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, she's still in the hospital.
She shocked them a bit. Yeah, she's still in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She went back in the hospital.
And how many times is this a lot?
She's been in that same hospital back and forth at least. Maybe about four
wow.
times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it might not hurt to give a call to the hospital, say you're the, you know, what relation you have to your aunt. I guess you're her niece, right?
Yeah,
and then, yeah, and then your mom, it's her sister, right?
Yes, their sister.
Yeah, so maybe the two of you could be on, like, a party call, you know, and then
yeah.
It'd be easier to not have to keep going back between her calling and you calling. The two of you will make
mm-hmm.
a team. It really will help
right.
you and your mom, you know.
Yes,
so that's
would.
My suggestion on that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been hard.
Yes,
I'm actually going to call in. I'm going to put in another caller and see who this caller is. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Inner Sight.
Hello, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason. How you doing? Long time no speak to. I think you were on. Yeah, doing okay. I just got a call myself.
That's
this is from both you and Lorraine today about the traumatic brain injury program because I had a stroke. And it was so weird.
Well, I'm sorry
because
to hear
I
that.
Felt
I'm
like,
sorry to hear that.
Well, no, it's been
oh,
a while.
Feel better.
Back. It's okay. It's much better than it was. But
well, you sound great, though.
I knew
you sound great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I enjoy this. It's something that I really enjoy from the bottom of my heart. You know, so I like to help people too, in addition to really enjoying how I can help them. You know, so that's something that. You know, nobody really sees that vaccine stuff that Frank and I run around trying to do. So, I mean, today I just went through the petition that we had. I was trying to see if we can get more people to sign. If you know anybody, share it with your Facebook, everybody, please. We need more people. We only have 60-something on it. It's on change.org. Yeah. And it has an insight as our...
Sorry, can you repeat that address? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Change. It's okay. Change.org. change.org. Look for the search area with a little bit of a. It's a little hard to find, I'll just say. But once you type in the word Inner Sight into, you know, where you need to go, then you could spread the petition easier. My vision is just not working lately, you know. Yeah, I know it's not working for all of us right about now, but I'm going to keep doing it and persisting. It doesn't matter how many times you do it, as long as it gets done.
I survived a head injury myself when I was 4 years old. It wasn't that bad. It could have been worse than what it was. It just fractured part of my skull, but it actually injured my brain, though. So fortunately, I was kind of lucky. I'm kind of lucky.
Right. With me, I forgot how to read for 3 years, and I had pain in my head for just about the same amount of time. Luckily, my mom was there to help me. Then I had a few other injuries as well. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't easy. You know, I was a very active kid, to say the least.
I was too.
They never had bicycle helmets. They never had bicycle helmets years ago.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I fell and I hit my head pretty hard. Now this stupid agency wants me to get something from, I'm 55 years old, going to be 56, and they want me to get some sort of medical records from the old, I called them and they said, well, we don't really have them. We have to go through a storage place to see if they still have them. I'm like, then they won't approve me for this program, I guess. Well, the woman didn't say anything. The other woman called me back and said to me, no, we're going to try, you know, to get your neurologist to say it. So that was about it. We said a little, we called the neurologist together. He was busy, but he said he would get back to me. We'll see what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have our co-host here, a little bit off topic, but it's still on topic on what puts you in a nursing home in the first place, you know, and that's very deep. Depends on if you have an injury, depends on if you have, like with me, I had a stroke. It really affected my hearing and my eyes. You know, I didn't have any of that before, and it really, you know, I see blur, all blur. I mean, if I were just to tell you, I mean, that's practically good compared to some people. They don't see anything, so I consider myself lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
You know,
my vision
definitely is
blurry too. Mhm.
You too, yeah.
When I had my accident in the hospital, I hit a door frame, and my stitches.
Oh.
Yeah, my stitches broke from my cornea. You know, cornea surgery, and the implant that they put in my eyes when I had cataract surgery, the impact was so vast that it slant knocked my implant one side, and it had to be removed.
Wow. You're lucky that you're alive.
What?
You really
that,
are.
That's the clot implant you were telling me about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, that's kind of freaky. That's like a freaky accident how it happened like that.
It is.
Yeah, right? It's a freak accident. But you know what? People put, God puts you in, I'm not religious, but I'm more spiritual than I'm religious. God puts you in a certain location at a certain time to experience something. And I strongly believe that. I mean, there are many times I could have died. But no, it never happened. Even this year, I went into a hospital, I was totally unconscious. They had no way of waking me up. And somebody said, oh, she's sleeping. Meanwhile, they're shaking me. Right? Don't you think somebody would wake up after being shaken?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, I have our host. I'm the host, and I have my co-host. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our nursing show. I didn't hear
Hello,
one word
how are
about
you?
It.
You know, I did. I said it in the beginning.
I didn't hear one word about nursing homes ever since I logged into this show. And I'm the producer, so I'm not happy about that. But anyway, tonight we're talking about how doctors and nurses don't do anything to keep people out of nursing homes or to get them out. Now, why can't a person who has a loved one in a nursing home go to their doctor and say, look, my loved one doesn't belong here. We don't want her. You know, she's gotten worse ever since she's been in the nursing home, deteriorating her health.
You can't do that.
She's been back and forth to hospitals. We want her to go home. And we want you as a doctor to recommend that, to stand up with us and do something about it. You're supposed to care about her health. That's not the best place for somebody to be healthy in a nursing home. It's the worst, one of the worst, if not the worst. So you go to
That's
a doctor,
right.
You go to a nurse, and you present this to them, and they what you know they don't do a damn thing about it. You know what they tell you? Go
no,
talk
no.
to the social worker.
That's true.
You know, the social workers only follow the system that helps to put people in nursing homes. They want to keep you there. So these people
Excuse
are
me,
supposed
Frank?
To be supposed to help you, supposed to care about your health, and they aren't doing a damn thing. And they're participating in the waste of money that the government spends on these nursing homes. What?
What I'd like to say is not only do they do that, they want, I don't know, I just have a really weird feeling that in certain circumstances, they want to, you know, make somebody move through that area and go into the deceased area. I don't know. I just, you know, feel that way sometimes. I get that
they
feeling.
They want you to be in the nursing home. They believe in them. Obviously.
I don't believe in it. Yeah, I don't believe in it one bit.
Well, these doctors
A lot of
do.
Times
these
they almost killed
do.
Me. Yeah.
You know, they're pushing people into them. They will not. I never heard of a doctor testifying to try to keep a person out of a nursing home. Is there such a person in this country, in this world? There probably is. Where
except for
you?
Us. Yeah, come join us and help us. Yeah, we'll do it all together if we find somebody.
I mean, that doesn't happen, you know. These are all reasons why we have these horrible places. Because people don't take
Jason,
a stand on them.
Jason
don't help.
And Lorraine. Okay, continue.
What?
Yes.
No, I just said continue. I was going to ask Jason and Lorraine, didn't I say at the beginning that about the petition and stuff? We really need a lot of people signing that. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I went
to the site. I went to the site change.org. I just looked at it briefly. I saw a picture of Kobe Bryant and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, how come that's there? That's weird.
Right, try to get
and
one.
A
I
picture.
Mean, was that the right site? It said change.org. And
change.
I saw a mural
org,
of
you
Kobe
to do
Bryant.
A search.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to do a search. Okay, when you do that search,
yeah,
it's in a site?
Yeah, I typed it into the search box.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to check that out because it's not supposed to be that
It says the world's platform for change.
Yes, and then you have, if you look, there's like a little circular magnifying glass. There you type in the word
I see what you're saying. I got to look up Intersight within the site. Oh, I see.
Yep. Yeah, more than one petition. There should be two that are active.
Intersight.
We really need names on these petitions. Yeah. You found it?
Try to
I want to sign my name right now.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
Try to get one of these doctors to put this petition up in their office. See how far you get.
You won't get anywhere. That's a good idea, though.
No, because they're supporting the damn nursing homes. They're sending people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they get a financial kickback from any of them.
I wouldn't surprise me. I foresee that, yeah. I see that happening.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit either.
So,
it's
I'm
scary.
Sorry, how do you spell Intersight?
Intersight. One word, please.
Yeah, Intersight.
And you'll see a picture of a woman who has a black eye. She's sitting next to her bed. That's my mom.
Yeah. One of the millions of mishaps that occur.
I see it.
Okay. Thank you. Share, please. Also after you sign. Thank you. I appreciate it. And anybody else who listens to this, please do the same, because we really need to mobilize this, and we really need to make the doctors and the nurses, I don't know how we're going to do it, to make them realize that that's not the best option. You know, and that's
going to
be
enough
to
names
about
on the petition. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
You got to get a couple of million names.
Yeah, at least.
You show them that people don't want these places.
No, they don't.
You know?
They just
now,
say yes because they're afraid of getting injured.
All these politicians now that want to be president, you know, I haven't heard one of them yet mention the nursing homes and how horrible they are.
No, nothing.
Not a one. And I guarantee you they won't. We tried to contact a couple of candidates several years ago, and they wouldn't even respond to us.
That's true. One even said
no,
that it was political suicide.
Race.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how
so
something could be political suicide if you're doing the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
it's really beyond me.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know.
It's an excuse.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a damn.
Yep.
What you
political
need, what you need is enough money, funding, to do a campaign on these nursing homes to really put it out there. You know.
Yeah.
And get names on the petition and bring out the facts and get the people who are struggling to stay out of nursing homes. You know, all these elements need to come together.
That's true.
But you got to have the money
to
publicize.
That's it.
There should be a story every month going out over the PR newswire. You need money for that.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive.
The independent living centers can't do it. They're restricted from doing it. They can only go and do paperwork in nursing home, make out an application, and put people on a waiting list. That's all they can do.
I think I'm going to make a trip to Doe. our friend Joe Delgado and see how we could arrange certain things at Silo and have people come and stuff like that. Because I see that that's going to really help tremendously. If we don't get somebody to hook up with us, we're not going to have too much success if we don't keep advertising it, you know, ourselves.
Yeah, if they can publish it, if they can do it.
Right.
As I said, they're restricted in many ways.
Here
many
they
ways.
Are. Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't get their funding.
That's
you know,
true.
They have to be very careful.
Yeah.
And what they can say and do and what they can't.
That's right. Very much so.
Inner Sight is brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 628-0444. We need catering. They're in Bellport, New York. Shelby's Kitchen. And we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 880-7929. They're a big event coming up in July, celebration of the ADA, big event coming up. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Kennedy. And we're asking people to pray for his wife and his sister.
How's she doing?
Cancer. Well, as I heard, last I heard, she was doing good.
Better.
A lot better.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We remember, of course, Brian Baker, who passed away, who helped us orchestrate the day for Milton. And we thank all those who participated in that earlier this month. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. And as we mentioned, go to change.org and sign that nursing home petition, because you don't want to go to a place like that.
Let me repeat the address of it. You just go to change.org. Once you're on the page itself, you look for the magnifying glass, and you can actually type in the word Inner Sight. When you type
I found it.
You found it. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pass it along. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to pass it along
as much as I can.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
So it's been... Go ahead, Frank.
We have these nurses and these doctors that claim that they want to help people, you know, that they want to give people a better treatment and all that. And yet, they won't do a thing to keep a person out of a nursing home. Now, if push comes to shove, they're going to side with the state.
That's true. You know why, Frank? It's true. It's because they don't want to lose their jobs, period.
Yeah.
It goes back to money.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, the money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't count on them to keep people out of the nursing homes. And as a matter of fact, you have to be very careful what you reveal to them. Because they'll use it against you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that's what happens to a lot of people. And disabled people are more vulnerable.
Yes, they are.
Well, they go to doctors all the time.
And they have no choice in the matter. You won't get your home care unless you go to the doctor.
Yeah. And they have a nurse who comes to the house documenting various ailments and all that or whatever else, whatever other information you give to him or her, that they're writing it down, all that can be used against you. Now, where's the other side of that? You know?
That's what the advocates are supposed to do, but they don't.
You see, there should be two sides to that. And by that I mean there should be an agency or agencies that will oppose people being put into nursing homes to the degree, and I'm not talking about these stupid programs, just make it out and forget it, and that's in somebody else's hands. I'm talking about a solid program that can come to the court, if it gets to that, and say, look, we have the money to keep so-and-so out of the nursing home, and publicize it, and embarrass the hell out of these son of a bitches if need be. That's what needs to be done. That they're contributing to ruining whatever life somebody has left.
And
that's
true.
There isn't one agency that I know in this country that has the means, in a site, has the passion to do it.
Yes.
No doubt about that. We have the passion, we have the people, we have the advocacy, but we don't have the means.
That's right.
To fight these people on the front where it counts.
Yeah.
And I witnessed personally with my good friend Rosie a couple of years ago. We had two lawyers on the phone, and I said to them, can't you go to court and oppose this and make them pay for Rosie's help in her own home? And they said, no, we can't.
Can't, no.
There's no legal protection here. It's all one-sided.
None whatsoever.
And it's typical of how we're treated.
Yeah.
The government
Definitely.
Of the United States of America institute an agency or agencies to
right.
balance the scale and make these doctors testify that a person doesn't need a nursing home.
That's
Make
right.
it so they won't be afraid to testify.
There it is, right there. That's it.
How can a doctor or a nurse be honest if they have to be in fear about going to a court to try to help somebody stay out of a nursing home? They can't be honest.
Yeah, they can't. No.
Even if they wanted
it to. It reminds me. I'm going to say this. I know this is not the show for it, but I'm going to say it. It reminds me of the guide dog issue. It really does.
It reminds me of something worse than that. It reminds me of the Inquisition.
That too. Yeah.
Inquisition. Where everything was one-sided. And the state abused their power against the person.
Yeah.
You know, so in the Inquisition, if you didn't agree with the Inquisitor, the Grand Inquisitor, you were tortured until you did agree, right? So nowadays you're in a nursing home and you're tortured in there, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
There's
Stopping
the,
me from a hoyerlift
was parallel.
Not fun.
There's the parallel that Inner Sight draws.
Yep.
We're the
I
only agency that I know of that dare get up to the world and say these things. We need more people to stand up with us.
Oh, yeah.
We need somebody
people
to contribute.
People are hesitant.
We need somebody to contribute a big chunk of money that can only be used to battle these horrible places.
That's true.
That's one of the greatest needs for the disabled and elderly today. The money.
It is.
The fight back that we don't have.
That's correct. We have tons of money there within the agencies, but it's not being distributed in a proper manner at all. You know, so that's got to change. Also, you know, nursing homes need to be converted into accessible housing. People are going homeless. They go to homeless shelters because they don't want to be placed in a nursing home. That's ridiculous, if you ask me. I mean,
the state has the money to put a person in the nursing home and to keep them in there. Where's the other side of that? Where's the agency?
It's nowhere to be found.
That has the money to keep the person out.
That's right.
That doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't damn ass exist. And that's why we're in this situation, because there's no equality in the balance of the process. There should be agencies that are raising money to keep the person out of the nursing home.
Right, and also
out the fact and exposing them.
You know what bothers me the most? You see people trying to, you know, help people and do the right thing, right? But yet it's like a punishment, Frank. Oh, you tried to do the right thing. We don't want you, your business inside of this nursing home, so don't come. Don't do this. Don't do that. And it's sad because people really don't want to go there, and yet they're forced. You know, I don't get that. It's too much to bear. You know, I was in four different.
I venture to say that anyone given a choice to remain in their own home with the help that they need, and
mm-hmm.
the choice of a nursing home, would choose 100% would choose their own home.
I would say
if
so.
Given
too.
The choice.
Yeah. They know they've been in there for years, a lot of them. A lot of them know that this has been, you know, there to help them. You know, family is close by or something. You know, that you could, even if you don't have family close by, you would have the, you know, the ability to contact people in a short notice and get them to be close by and alternate, you know, times where the family comes and helps, and also the people, they might even get paid for it. In terms of CDPAP, except for a husband. A husband cannot, or a wife.
Well, the hell with CDPAP. They get paid for it if the money was in an account for the person
right.
to pay them.
That's correct.
Get rid of all of the crap. Wasting
That's right, and
on.
I can't wait for the day to get rid of it, truthfully.
The money
should
be in an account. You know, there are
yes.
agencies. There are agencies that have professional people, and I'm not talking about these half-assed home health aides who, and a lot of them can't speak English and they sit on their ass all day. I'm talking about professional people who are well paid, who
yeah.
could be with the person in their own home if the money was available.
That's right.
That's what's needed here. And that's what would help this country and get
yeah.
rid of these horrible nursing homes and have more housing.
Oh, what's that? Let me, hold on. Okay, hang on.
Somebody out there with
yeah,
a whole
hold on. Let me put you guys on mute a bit.
All right, in a sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085, Gary with dog food, cat food, medical when you're able to do it, when he's able to do it, I should say. All right, Inner Sight, our nursing home program, and tonight's subject. I'll rephrase it a little bit. Why don't
okay.
the doctors? Why don't the doctors and the nurses take a stand with us and help people
yeah.
to stay out of these horrible nursing homes?
Okay, I have to rewrite it later.
There's plenty of power. They have plenty of money. You know, and the law should allow it to equalize things.
Definitely.
You know, if you're gonna investigate somebody, You send nurses over and send them to doctors and all that. And that information can be used to incarcerate them in a nursing home. Then the other side should be brought in. There should be another side of that. Agencies and lawyers who can come in under the law and prove that the person doesn't need that, that the person would be better off in their own home. That's what's needed here. Could lead and would lead to the downfall and to get rid of these nursing homes.
Yeah,
because
I agree with that.
Would then know the truth more. It would come out.
Definitely.
It would be revealed.
I hope that day comes sooner than later.
What?
Yeah. I hope that day comes sooner than later, because it's really, a lot of people are in arm's way where they don't have that. They don't have that coverage. And they're going to, I hate to say it, if they do go in a nursing home, they won't survive it. You know, that's been, you know, their MO for a long time now.
I mean, it's common knowledge.
Yeah, my parents didn't deserve that. That's right.
So we propose to any candidate who wants to run for president of the United States to do something about this. You know, to at least pass a law and designate agencies to raise money to balance the scales of a person who is being threatened with a nursing home. That's the American way. Why is
it
being done? You know? Why isn't it being done?
True.
And we go a step further. A candidate doesn't want to do that, don't vote for him or her.
Yeah, right.
That's what I say. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, as we get closer to the election, we will attempt to contact the candidates. We'll make an attempt. It'll probably be in vain, but the point is, we can get up here in front of these microphones and say that we made an attempt to get so-and-so to do something about it.
That's true. That's very true. Because if you just imagine,
what will the other agencies do? Will they join us?
I doubt it. Maybe.
We need to get together in a massive news conference and express that we want these nursing homes turned into accessible housing. We need to get all these agencies together. Will they
join us? Not only agencies.
Are they too damn worried about their money?
Too. They're worried about their money, for sure. But also advocacy organizations that claim that they're for, you know, the disabled and the elderly. But why won't they come forth when we ask them a few times, you know, to do and help us with this? They didn't want to do it. They didn't say they wanted to do it, but they actually never called back. They never said anything.
And they're under contract. They're not allowed to do certain things.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Crazy.
So we have to lean more toward a private entity donating the money to this project.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's really what it's going to take, ultimately.
Yeah,
and
the way
we attract that, I believe, is through exposure. The more exposure, the better. Well, I told you, get on that YouTube and start doing videos.
Yeah, I started looking into it today, so that's good. You know,
and
see what I need to do.
Pay his money is being wasted on these places.
Yeah, it is.
And that it affects everyone, not just disabled people.
I need better statistics, too. We only have one of, I think it was 2021 or 2020, one of the two. But it's a while back. So. Yeah, I'm going to look. Yeah. Yep. That's what I intend to do when I get off the phone. I have a lot of hours between when my husband is, you know, not here. I can make calls, not calls, but write things down and think about things. A lot of stuff is right on the internet too. You know.
How many doctors in the last 5 years have contributed to putting people in nursing homes?
Oh, a lot.
I bet you can't find statistic on that.
You won't find any statistic on that.
No. How many nurses have brought evidence to the state and contributed to putting people in nursing homes? But they won't fight to keep the person out and say to the state, hey, why don't you put the money up? This person needs more help in their home. They won't
that. No.
They'll rat on you.
Nah, that's the
like
truth.
What the hell's the word I want? Like somebody stab you in the back. You in the back.
Like two-faced, Frank?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, they will.
To put a person in a nursing home is a very unhealthy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Expose them to all. So look out for the doctors and nurses. They're backstabbers. Beware.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, don't tell them all this stuff.
That's the key right there. You got to be really...
don't reveal it.
Exactly. It's hard to say that to somebody, but you learn the hard way when you've gone into four different nursing homes and you're wondering why one of them is saying, are you going to stay here a while? And you're like, what? I don't want to stay here one day, let alone a while.
I'll never forget what Bahamundi told me. You don't have to sign anything. They still have to give you service. So there's good advice. Don't sign anything.
That's right.
Don't sign a damn thing.
That's right.
I wouldn't sign anything for these people.
Nope.
So,
they have to give you a format by which you could see. And sometimes they don't even do that.
If you need us to back you up, call us.
Yeah.
We'll help you with it as much as we can.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign anything. They still
Yes, they do. Here's the other thing that keeps coming to my mind that has to be included somehow. We'll have to think about it, Frank. In terms of, you know, when they get out of the nursing home, now we need them to be evaluated. Say they say, oh, they only could need 8 hours, right? Now we have another evaluator say they evaluate the person and they say they could use 12 hours. The people who are in the state are going to fight like hell to lobbyists to make sure that you get back the 8 hours what you were getting in a nursing home. That frustrates me big time, thinking about that. You know, how are we going to get the home care situated with this craziness that they're thinking of, you know?
The money should be available for an independent evaluation. In other words, if they evaluate you,
right.
You know, there's got to be another doctor or therapist that we'll be able to stand up and say, no, I don't agree with that. This person needs X amount of hours. If you have the money to pay them, believe me, you can find somebody to help you with that. Who doesn't have the money to pay that?
No, they don't. Who does?
that's another part of it not being equal.
Or being manipulative. Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm a little sore throat today. Sorry,
like
I'm a little hoarse.
What you mentioned before, like the service dog schools, they deny you the dog, and they're the committee that gives you the hearing.
That's right. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. My husband had to sign something stating that he would take care of me once the aide left. If he didn't sign that, then I would have been in a nursing home for a lot longer, you know. But he did. He signed it. And
only
I finally did.
Have the money. You had the money, and you said, I want to call my lawyer about this, you know.
Oh,
you see how fast they would have released you against medical advice.
Yeah, no. I already did it once,
lawyer,
and it was the last nursing home.
Come in with a loophole.
Yeah.
It's all about
the
funding that you have available now.
That's
all it is. All ball of wax.
My nightmare happened after my stroke. It really did. Took advantage of me. You know? Intellectually.
They
want
to try to be in there because they're the money. Getting
paid
for it.
But what money did I have? I didn't have any money, really. I don't understand why. The only little money I had was my Social Security, and that is it.
Yeah, well.
And they still tried to take that.
That's part of it, and then they get paid from the rest from Medicaid, Medicare.
Yeah.
What is it, about $8,000 a month, or now it's probably more that they're taking in
per
person?
Yeah, something like that. Well, it's actually a little bit more money, actually. My mother used to get a bill once in a while, and I used to look at it. It was like, this was like a few years ago, before she died. And I get a $13,000 bill from a nursing home that I'm not going to mention their name or advertise. They gave me a bill. Yeah, I know. I said, excuse me, she passed away. I'm sorry she can't pay it unless you want to go to the cemetery site, dig her up, and ask where it is. That's what I said,
told them,
for real.
Go down to the cemetery, and while you're there, jump the damn grave yourself and croak. Get the hell out of there. That's what I would have told them. Damn right.
Oh, don't,
you don't think I would?
Yeah, no, I'm just laughing. Cause it's like,
I would have told them in a minute.
Well, I almost, that's what I said to them was very close, you know, and I said, listen, if you really want the answer, ask my mom. She's in this cemetery, and I gave them, no, that won't be necessary. She's deceased. I said, okay. Now they wanted me to give the medical, not the medical examiner, what's that? Oh, death certificate to prove that she died. Are you guys crazy? I didn't give him anything. I said, you go look for it.
You're not worthy of my mother's death. Call here again.
Yeah. I've told him some things like that.
I would have told him, you caused it. You have to cause it.
That's right. But you know what the lawyer said to me? For a case, you have to have it multiple times. The law is stupid, like you've always said, Frank. And it is true. You know, the law is stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
And there's no money behind it. Where do you get the money to pay the lawyer?
Yeah. Definitely. Crazy.
So there you have it, folks. Doctors and nurses are a big group in this country putting people and contributing toward people going to nursing homes.
And physical therapists, too. An occupational therapist, all of them.
I mean,
need a little physical therapy.
Yeah. whatever happened to patient confidentiality, where a doctor would say, "No, you can't use this against my patient. This is confidential information." And the nurse, the same thing. What the hell ever happened to that?
I know that they still have the healthcare proxy law. Right, I know. Anything that you can't see, that's right. Anything that you can't see if you're blind, you shouldn't be signing, period. You know? That's how I've been. Yeah. Then they enlarge it for me. Then I'll think about signing it. Not that I will directly sign it, but I'll definitely think harder to sign it if they give it to me in a format that I could read. But most of the time, they don't. And then they...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, the most thing that they, you know, are worried about is you signing a paper to make, you know, your point known with them giving you, you know, all this extra stupid stuff that's not even, you know, you can't even see it. But then when they have the area where you need to sign, well, you could see that. You know, that's really painful that they do something like that. They should allow us to read what we have.
I would.
No, I don't. If I can't read it, I don't sign it. New policy.
But any doctor or nurse should say, this information is confidential. You cannot use it in any way, shape, or form. This is between me and my patient. That's how it should be.
Yeah. And the family, of course. You know, the person who's the healthcare proxy. That may not be the right person.
Yeah, it's the person designated, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was designated against my mom. Do you know, I sat there and I pondered, am I doing the right thing? By just, you know, with all the stuff that she had wrong, I kept asking myself, am I doing the right thing by her? I couldn't help it because she's my mom. And they wanted to rush me in the decision, and I wasn't rushing no bit for that decision. You know,
well,
it's really terrible
you
that you have.
You don't have the means to do it.
That too. Yeah.
The state has the means to put a person in a nursing home, but the individual doesn't have the means to keep them out.
That's right.
There's no equality there.
There's absolutely no equality there. It's terrible. You feel as if you're confined to one decision only, and that decision being you have to place your family member in a nursing home. That is the most difficult decision I made in my entire life. That's number one. Then the second most was about her life. I just shut off what they gave her, okay? And that was enough, unfortunately. A few days later, she passed. And that was, horrible.
A person cannot make a fair decision in this situation.
No.
Because a fair decision means that both sides are equal. And you don't have that when you're faced with this situation where they want to put a person in the nursing home. So how can you make a fair decision?
About her life, yeah.
That's why I said it's like the Inquisition.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Very
yeah.
similar to the Inquisition.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's one-sided. The other side doesn't have the means to protect the person, or to help
them. No. Yeah.
So how can that? That's not a fair situation.
Yeah, it isn't at all.
How dictators operate, in fact.
Yeah, that's the truth. It really is. I never seen anything like this in my life until I was in one myself. And that was the most challenging time of my life for not opening my mouth. I had to say something or do something to get them off my back. That's how I felt. You know? It wasn't easy.
All right, Inner Sight, to recap a little bit. Beware these doctors and nurses. They'll stab you in the back. Don't sign anything. If you need support, you're trying to keep a person out of a nursing home, call us.
Excellent.
All in his sight. We'll do our best for you under the circumstances.
Yes, that's right.
And that's all we can offer right now.
Until we get funds, which is going to be
such a time that we get the funding to really do something about it.
That's right. But you could do things small. So don't think that you're going to be, you know, making this person, you know, even worse the situation. You could do small things. Like, for example, if you have something in your house that has a, you know, could be made into a ramp, or it's not that big, your house, you can actually, you know, get certain grants and stuff. I don't know exactly what they are, but I know that my friend got one, and it was very helpful, the grant, you know.
Get named on that petition.
That too.
A grant's not going to keep you out of a nursing home.
No, but it might help in terms of, you know, giving money for the home health aid.
Yeah.
I would definitely put it in a fund and create something like that.
Because if your conditions change and they deem you eligible for the nursing home, a grant and a ramp is not going to keep you out.
No, I'm talking about your own
petition.
Home. Yeah. I'm talking about your own home being converted. That's one of the steps that they look into when
they
come.
They like people with their own home. That's how they get a lot of their money that way.
Yeah.
They go after people like that.
Yeah. They couldn't do anything wrong with my home. My home was completely accessible under their terms. You know, I couldn't access the kitchen and cook a meal because I was afraid that I'd catch fire because it was too tall for me. You know, if I was standing up, yeah, it'd be a different story, but I'm not. So, I mean, look at the things in your house.
We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
Definitely.
Subject to be announced. Friday night, the funnies. I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Thanks, Suzanne,
Definitely. For
doing your show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll
be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Inner Sight, phone number 634-3090. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have 90 seconds. Goodbye, world. This is Inner Sight. And if you learned something, that's great. Just give us a call if you have any problems with nursing homes. Let me repeat that number, 631-224-3090. And just really try your hardest, you know, to actually, you know, help people get through the situation that they're in with the nursing homes. So goodbye, everybody. Like I said, if you need any help, give us a call. Take care. Bye-bye.